With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Paratus Namibia is supporting a EduVision and e-learning project that brings internet access to remote schools, now reaching over 12,000 learners across the country. The initiative provides interactive lessons and AI-based tools with schools like Netembu Primary and Ashipena Secondary School among the latest to connect. Paratus CEO Barney Haramsa says over $2 million dollars was raised recently to support the project. Here's Marlies Horn from the Capricorn Foundation with the details.
We've been a partner of this initiative to connect schools, rural schools, with quality online learning for the past 4 years. And from the Capricorn Foundation side, we've invested more than 2.4 million in this initiative. And currently, we are sponsoring two schools in the south, in Ces and Schlip. And we would like to call on other corporates to join us to support us in this initiative to ensure that we can connect even more schools. Currently, 21 schools are connected, and the aim is to connect a total of 50 rural schools.
Statistics South Africa reports that mining production rose by 4.4% year-on-year in July. Principal survey statistician Juan Pierre de Blanche says iron ore and platinum group metals drove growth with increases of 12.2% and 6.2% respectively. Here he is.
On a month-on-month basis, season-adjusted mining production increased for a fifth consecutive month, rising by 1.0% in July 2025 compared with June 2025. This followed increases of 0.4% in June and 3.7% in May.
The United Nations cautioned that the recent Israeli attack on Qatar is an alarming escalation that could open a new perilous chapter in the devastating conflict. Israel carried out an unprecedented attack against Hamas leaders in Qatar on Tuesday, which has been a mediator in Gaza ceasefire talks. This strike killed five Hamas members. Here's the UN's Rosemary DiCarlo.
Durable and just solutions to the crises in the Middle East will not come out of more violence and more fighting. I call on all stakeholders to exercise utmost restraint at this sensitive time and recommit to diplomacy. The urgency of a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza has never been greater.
And the Namibia Blood Transfusion Service and the Old Wheelers Club will host the Engine Bleed Blood Drive on Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event targets car and bike enthusiasts, families, and the wider community with a goal of 100 donations. This year, NAMBTS's Frida Vatileni Asino has more.
We are currently sitting on a 7-day blood stock. And when we speak about 7-day blood stock, we're speaking about 7 days for the entire country. A healthy blood stock looks at 12 days. So that is the reason why we host such events annually to have blood donors assist with the national blood supply levels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.